ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथां विथांग सजीवं साद्वैतां सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च निन्दन्तं पुलकोत्करेण विकसं निपाप्रसूनश्चैवीं प्रोद्विकृत्य भुजद्वयं हरिहरि इत्युच्चैव दन्तं मुहुः नृत्यन्तं द्रुतमश्रुनिर्जरचये सिञ्चन्तं उर्वीतलम् गायन्तं निजपरसदाय परिवृतं श्रीगौरचन्द्रं नमः आनन्दलीला मायाविग्रहाय हेमावदिव्यश्च विसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसाप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे एज वी स्पीक जगन्नाथ सुभद्र बलभद्र आर ऑन देयर चैरियट्स प्रोसीडिंग टुवर्ड गुंडीचा श्रील गुरुदेव श्रील गोविंद महाराज पॉइंटेड आउट दैट most of the places, if we have the good fortune to go to the holy dhams, most of the places that we see are memorials commemorating a particular place. So the memorials were built recently. That could mean 100 years or less, but they're not the originals in that sense. He said that, however, in Puri, there are places you're seeing that are not that we're seeing with the same eyes, but were there at the time of Mahaprabhu, such as the Jagannath Mandir. So when we see that dome, it's been painted or refurbished from time to time. But what we're seeing, that is the very place that Mahaprabhu saw and where he entered the temple and had Jagannath Darshan and displayed so many of his divine pastimes. Mm-hmm. And as Gundicha represents Vrindavan, Puri and Jagannath represents Dwaraka Krishna. Still, we're told when Mahaprabhu would go for Jagannath Darshan, he would see Shyama Sundar Krishna, his threefold, you know, Shyamam Tribhangalalitam, his threefold bending form, Murali Vadana, the flute to his lips, in the Gopavesh, the dress of a cowherd. As Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, his heart is enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani. So, but, and herein lies the significance. So, Dwaraka Krishna, Krishna as a king, absent his flute and his cowherd dress. And Lokaranya, a papal forest, as opposed to a Pushparanya, the flowers of Vrindavan and that beautiful environment that is inseparable. It is from Radha and Krishna and their divine pastimes. It is their eternal paraphernalia. In fact, we can think of Vrindavan as a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. It's inseparable from them. So we find in the pages of Priyad Bhagavatamritam and further elucidated by Srila Guru Maharaj that, and what will be told in this very Rath Yatra, voiced by Mahaprabhu, mirroring the sentiments of the heart of Srimati Radharani, expressing them when Krishna tries to defend himself. She's saying, have you forgotten us? But they don't know, the gopis are very discreet. They don't mention themselves first. She'll always say, have you forgotten Vrindavan and your cows and your cowherd boys and your mother and your father and the Jamuna? And she lists all these aspects of the eternal paraphernalia and parshad of Krishna and us Braja Gopis. Do you ever remember us? Think about us from time to time? How can you do this? We're suffering, we're on the verge of death. Like you're keeping us alive in this endless suffering condition. What is wrong with you? You should return. Or let us be finished with this life. But Krishna, in his defense, he's saying, I cry day and night in separation from you. I'm always thinking about you. And actually, he says, by the, the mercy of Narayan, was really expansion. He's saying, I'm with you all the time. So when you think, oh, when he leaves Dwaraka, his expansion remains. No, he's saying, we're told, Vrindavanam paritajapadam mekam nikashati. He never steps a foot outside of Vrindavan. It's some kind of masterful play by Yoga Maya to appear Krishna. Dwaraka Krishna is not Krishna Vrindavan. So it's really by that expansion he's maintaining there, he's always constantly with them. He has to reassure them. But still, so he's saying, I'm always thinking of you, and I'm always feeling separation from you and Vrindavan. We're told the queens of Dwaraka, sometimes they get together and share stories about Krishna or observations. And they're saying, sometimes in his sleep, he's calling the names of like cows, And another queen's like, cows? He's calling the names of these different girls, these gopis. And another queen will say, during his sleep, he daydreams these things. He's not here. His mind and heart are elsewhere. So they're sharing all these observations. And Rohini, the mother of Balaram, she has Leela in Vrindavan, Leela in Dwaraka. So because of her Vrindavan credentials, the queens are always eager to hear from her about Vrindavan and pastimes there, and particularly Krishna's beloved Srimati Radharani. And they like to know something about her. And we're told in the Garga Sangita that they do meet her and see her at last in Kurukshetra. And we have to think with a bowed head and folded palms, the inconceivable beauty of Queen Rukmini, Satyabhama, Lakshmana, and all the others. Right. We're told, really, Radharani expands. There's the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha in gradation, the queens of Dwaraka, and the gopis of Vrindavan, of whom she's the chief. Right. Ananda Chanmaya, Rasa Pratibhavitavi, Stabirya Eja Niva Rupataya Kalabi, Goloka Eva Nivisat Yakilatma Bhuto, Govinda Mari Purusham Tambahambhajami. As Krishna expands, Radharani also expands to complement. So how beautiful are the queens of Dwarka, but they're thinking, long at last, we get a chance to see her at this solar eclipse, this meeting, the Radharani and Braja Gopis, Nanda, Yashoda, they all come from Vrindavan. Krishna and the Dwarka queens and his entourage from Dwarka to observe this religious performance at the time of this solar eclipse. That's the yogamayic excuse. But we're told, generally, her beauty, we should not attempt to directly describe that, what's given there in Charitamritam and elsewhere, we can hear. But through inference, we can understand something. And we're told the gopis bring Radharani on the palanquin, and the queens of Dwarka are very eager to see the famous Radharani, Krishna's beloved sweetheart. And they're wondering, how beautiful can she be? And we're told when they finally have a glimpse of her, the queens, and see how beautiful she is, the queens of Dwarka faint. Her beauty is so intense. So in Dwaraka, hearing from Rohini, one morning Krishna, he's overhearing. He's having a hard time getting out of bed that day. And he's hearing this. And this awakens an irresistible urge and separation to return to Vrindavan. And Guru Maharaj likens it to G-force. I'm using that word, but he explained a similar principle. You know, when something's moving in a particular direction, there's a force of another direction pulling upon that. So he's in the Dwaraka Leela, right? Moving at the speed of infinite. But the pull of Radharani, Brajagopis, of Vrindavan upon him, that's pulling and it's creating a G-force, that the result being an ecstatic transformation. The separation becomes so intense, and his remembrance and his heart's longing to be reunited with them, that his, and he can't stand the intensity of this ecstasy, that his arms enter his body, his legs enter his body, and his eyes become huge, and he assumes the form of Jagannath. So that Jagannath, he's in Dwarka, stunned in separation from Radharani and Brajagopis. And they are coming to take him back to Vrindavan. We can say he's so stunned he can't move. So we see how does the festival begin is with the so-called Pandu Bijai. And I remember the first time I saw this, I didn't know. So it lasts for like 6 hours. Because I kept, You know, if you haven't seen this before, you keep waiting, like, when are they going to, you know, the chariots start to move. They start, if this begins at like 8 o'clock in the morning, the chariots start moving around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So a majority of what you're seeing or observing is this Pandu Vijay, where they have to bring first Sudarshan, then Balabhadra, Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath from the temple, and, you know, inch by inch, except Subhadra's carry, but Baladev and Jagannath, they tie ropes around them, and they move them back and forth. And you can see they're not playing. It's a struggle. Everyone come together, and they, like, push, and it move, and Jagannath moves a few inches or half a foot. And then they do it again. They rock him back and forth, and they're wearing these flower crowns, and they're going like this, and like and if we, and the pages of Charitamritam, it says the doityas, they're who carry, do this particular seva, they're non-Brahmin servitors, sabaras from long ago who were like hunter-gatherer types. Jagannath is very merciful, right? They're the entrusted with this seva. And in Charitamritam, it says, when they're doing this, they're sometimes saying abusive things to Jagannath and Baladev. You know, you can imagine. They're going back and forth and trying to push them forward. But it's so intense and wonderful, and simultaneously surrounded by so many singers, dancers, sevaks fanning, pujas being offered. It's extraordinary. And Mahaprabhu and his devotees, they came to watch this. And they were enjoying that. And we're told there are some cotton pads, and when they'll move Jagannath from one to the next one, sometimes he's so heavy, when he hits the cotton pad, it goes, psh! It cracks, a loud cracking sound, and then cotton starts floating in the air, and they do it again. And those ropes, and the ropes that will ultimately pull the chariot, they're made by particular devotees in particular places. We're told they're a representation of Anantadev himself. Remember, he is the Brahmin thread, the Shingasan, the rope. His service capacity is unlimited. So Mahaprabhu and the devotees, when they see Jagannath finally go up the 22 steps up the cart and begin, the first thing we hear is Mahaprabhu saying, Mani Ma, Mani Ma. I mean, we're told it's a respectful address in Odissi. And Jagannath, we're told at the beginning, not only was the whole world astonished to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Jagannath himself was astonished to see this. And Mahaprabhu puts, again, chandan on all the devotees, gives them garland, and then divides them into groups for kirtan. First, four principal groups, and then another three. And each group, there are a principal dancer, singer, four respondents, and then two mridanga players in each group. And so in one group, he assigns Advaita Acharya, well, Swarup Damodar will be the singer, Advaita Acharya the dancer. Right. Swarup Damodar has been described the Bhav Anurup. Whatever Mahaprabhu is experiencing, he's experiencing the same thing, but somehow able to maintain his composure and sing appropriate songs. And like It's not like Guru Maharaj would tell Gurudev, now sing this, sing that. The perfect assistant who can mirror the sentiments. Another group, Srivas Thakur, lead singer, and Nityananda Prabhu, the dancer. Another group, Mukunda Dutt, singer, Haridas Thakur, the dancer. Another group, Govinda Ghosh, singer, some of his relatives, brothers responding, and Vrikeshwar Pandit, the dancer. And then the others, noteworthy, and two of the other groups, Raghunandan Thakur, that young boy, he's maybe not as young, but still young. He's the lead dancer. And Advaita Acharya's son, Achyutananda, he's a lead dancer in another group. And so there are these seven groups surrounding the chariot with the 14 mridangas being played masterfully, the best singers of all time, the best dancers, responders, and the sound is going throughout the three worlds. And Mahaprabhu is conducting everything like some sort of divine symphony, kirtan symphony, and causing him to do his udanda nritya, leaping high in the air and down again, and sometimes the tandava nritya, frenetic dancing, madhur nritya, sweet swaying. And why? Because the Lord is drawn to the devotion and the heart of his devotees. So think, how do you decide which group to be in when you consider their composition? They're all pulling by their... So what is Mahaprabhu's response? To manifest into seven and to be in each group. And they're all thinking, oh, Mahaprabhu's in our group. Oh, he's staying in our... He's only in our group. Oh, they're so happy. So we hear in the Rasa Leela and the Bhagavatam, well, first of all, on the Jamuna Pulina, on the banks of the Jamuna, when Krishna's having lunch with the cowherd boys, same thing. Everyone thinks, oh, Krishna's looking at me. Let me see. He's still looking at me. He's only looking at me. And the Braja Gopis, at the Rasa Leela, I think Krishna's dancing with me. So Mahaprabhu showing these things, but manifesting different forms. The Antaranga Bhaktas can see numerous forms of Mahaprabhu. Others cannot. Depends on their... And everyone there is a great devotee, but some even greater still, and considered Antaranga Bhakta, his confidential associates. And they can observe these mystic pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And he presents himself to Jagannath, beginning almost respectfully saying, Namo Maha, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Brahmanya Dev. Right? He is the Lord of the... And very, the Brahmins are dear to him. Go Brahmana, the cows. Go, Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya, he is merciful. Jagad, like Jagannath. He is merciful to everyone, giving his mercy to everyone. But at last, Govindaya Namo Namaha. He's the pleasure, the ultimate personification of the pleasure of all sensuous activities. Hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, feeling, everything. Govinda. And Jayati Janivas, Jananivaso, Devaki, Janmavado, Yarubara, Purishat Svaya, Sanadomi, Braja, Brajapura Vanitanam Vardayam Kamadevam, the last line. Always saying so many things first, then the last line saying, and the Brajapura Vanitana, Vanita means the Brajagopis, Vardayam Kamadevam, he is ever expanding this intense calm, with Gopi calm is prem that is in their hearts. And so many other verses he's singing as almost like a vandanam. He's starting with these prayers too, but ending on that line is significant. And then he gives the indication to Srup Damodar to begin singing. And Srup Damodar starts singing this line about, you know, Pranana, who is the Lord of my life, my pran, my life energy, you know, my existence. I was burning in Cupid's fire in separation, and now he's come again. As you recall, we know 100 years separation, Radharani and Brajagopi is inconceivable, and now they're meeting again at Kurukshetra. Right. So, and taking Dwaraka Krishna back to Vrindavan. So these sort of things are being expressed by Bhavana Rup Srup Damodar, mirroring the heart of what's in Mahaprabhu's heart. And while he's hearing these songs, he's dancing, sometimes going behind the chariot, and then Jagannath will stop the chariot because he's going behind saying, oh, you've forgotten me? Then the chariot stopped. No, I have not forgotten you. Then he'll come to the front happily. And while he is dancing, naturally he is sweating, but it's like divine perspiration. His form is glistening. And sometimes showing all the astasattvika vikar, eight different types of ecstatic symptoms. Like when you say horripilation means your hair is standing on end. In one place, like we told him, nipa, prasunachana, like the, or kadamba, like the beautiful golden stamen on the kadamba flower. They're like, you've seen them, they're like glowing and covered in saffron dust, that kind of look. So there's that kind of horripilation or hair standing on end. But then we're told when a particular type of ecstasy comes to him, they appear, it looks like his body's covered in thorns. That means intense, like that, like thorns, as if his whole body was covered in thorns. And the devotees see sometimes his golden form turns white, then it's turning pink, various shades, different colors, according to what he's experiencing within. Tears are shooting out of his eyes as if from a syringe, landing upon all those who are surrounding him, who are all these great devotees, because they make, there's three circles. There's an outer circle of Prataparudra Maharaj, Kashimishra and others. Then there's an inner circle within that. And there's another circle around that too. Ensure that Mahaprabhu is not disturbed in any way. Right. And Srila Rupa Goswami says in the Chaitanyastakam, to see him this way, he says, Satchaitanya kime punara pridishor yashyati vadam. I saw this with my own eyes. Will I ever behold such a beautiful vision again? Right. He told Krishna, Kandarpa koti kamani abhishesha shobhan. 10 million cupids, personified as one, incomparable beauty. But he says here, Swarupam Bibhrano Jagatatulyam. The beauty of Mahaprabhu is incomparable. And if we think how to adjust these things, we think Krishna is inconceivably beautiful, but the better half of the sweet absolute is Srimati Radharani. As we told, the Dwarka queens faint to see the beauty of Radharani. Right? But then, most inconceivable, unimaginable thing, if you could combine Radha and Krishna as one, their combined beauty would be the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So extraordinary, so captivating, that Rupa Goswami in the Chaitanyastakam, Sado pasya sriman dritta manujakai pranayitam bahad bir girvane girisha paramreshti pabritti bi shabaktevya sudham nijabhajana mudram upadisham satchaitanna kame punar apidashor yasatipadam. So beautiful is Mahaprabhu that not only everyone there, they want to have a glimpse, but Brahma and Shiva and other gods, they're donning human forms because they can't come that way. They're donning human forms, disguised, and they're coming to, they're in the crowd also, Brahma, Shiva, and other gods, and God, to have a glimpse of Mahaprabhu. And just like when you come, you bring a gift. What is the gift they're bearing? The love and affection that's in their hearts. They've come to offer that. Sha bhaktebhya sudham nijabhajana mudram upadisham. And finding Mahaprabhu with his devotees, he's showing what is Krishna consciousness and its highest expression, Radha Bhav, the heart of Srimati Radharani. So, and sometimes he's falling to the ground, and they try, Nityananda tries to catch him, and others, but sometimes they're spun off in their own divine madness. Mahaprabhu hits the ground, and his body sometimes appears to be like wood. It's showing all these different, and that will, sometimes the devotees think when seeing him in such a condition that maybe he's left the world. So their hearts drop until Mahaprabhu rises again and summons Sriptamana to continue singing. And one particular verse that Mahaprabhu likes to hear begins, Yak Kumara Hara. A girl said, this is perplexing because it appears to be an ordinary love song about a girl remembering her first relationship with this boy on the banks of a particular river. And she's nostalgic for that time. Right. And Mahaprabhu is saying, he's singing this to Sriptamana, and Sriptamana are singing that. And I can only think, because it says only Sriptamana knows the meaning, as this is very peculiar to start singing this song. And for the other devotees who may have heard and not understood, I can only think of Srila Gurudev saying, oh, simple-hearted Vaishnavas. They don't think twice about it. They're in ecstasy. But this is just something peculiar that's being expressed that is non-understandable in general. Why? But Mahaprabhu likes this, to hear this, and he likes to hear it from the lips of Sriptamana. We're happy. But Rupa Goswami revealed in the Priya Soyam Krishna Sloka that he inserted into the roof of the thatched hut of Haridas Thakur, discovered by Mahaprabhu when Rupa went to bathe. When he returned, Mahaprabhu went, said, what are you doing? What I feel in the innermost part of my heart, you're telling everyone. But really, he liked that. Right? And when he said to Sridhar, how does he know this? And Sridhar was saying, I think you must have revealed it to him. Otherwise, it's not possible. So he has some, Rup has some special grace from you that exceeds all others, and he'll distribute these things, which are so intimate, personal, and confidential. And as Srup Damodar is singing, then Mahaprabhu, he's also singing to Jagannath and expressing the position of Srimati Radharani and her suffering and separation and the condition of her heart. Saying, Anyara Hridoyaman Moraman Vrindavan. She is saying, and he is expressing that. He's saying, for most people, Anyara Hridoyaman, others, their heart and their mind are more or less the same. He said, but Moraman, but my mind or heart, Moraman Vrindavan, my heart is the same as Vrindavan. And that's why I said Vrindavan in this sense is a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha Padman Kitadam Vrindavan Jaranam. What is Vrindavan proper? That Chinmoy soil that is embellished with the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Radha Dasyam, being the aspiration of all of those aspiring servants of the servants of the servants of the Rupanuga line. So saying, so and Vrindavan, or my heart, requires your lotus feet. Don't understand entirely why this how this situation came about. But it can be rectified by your taking those lotus feet of yours and planting them back in Vrindavan, which also means in my heart and never withdrawing them. And she pleased the case on behalf of Nanda Yashoda, the Jamuna, the cows, the cowherd boys, everyone there, and also the Brajagopis. And she says, to state the case more explicitly, Ahushtite nalina nava padaravindam yogeshware hridivichanta magada bodhai sangsara kupa patito taranava lambam geham jasamapi manasudiyat sadana. Sangsara kupa, she's saying, like, we're just fallen householders. And previously you sent Uddhava with this message. I suppose your idea was by sending a letter, a message, that it would make us feel better, but it just upset everyone. In that message, you told us that we should take up yoga and learn how to meditate. It's like, you know, God is, Krishna is saying, God is everywhere. Because they're saying, why aren't you here? God is everywhere. If you learn how yoga and how to meditate, then you'll realize God's everywhere and everything. They're like, Krishna, stop. Right? We're gopis. We're not yogis or jnanis. We're going to, you know, analyze the situation and come to a particular conclusion through the cultivation of knowledge. We're gopis. As Guru Maharaj once said, half-civilized, stupid jungle girls posing as, right? So they're saying, and so we should become yogis or jnanis. You think this is funny, but we didn't, no one's laughing. Right? We're insulted by this. What could you have meant? And you know what we want from you. You know clearly what is in our hearts. And as Guru Maharaj said, we want to have a family life with you, not gyan, yoga, this, that. So And only that will satisfy us. We know the Braja Gopis could not conceal their disappointment when Krishna tricked them by assuming the form of Narayan. Right? Narayan is also inconceivably beautiful, and they're thinking, oh, Namo Narayan, Lord Narayan, you're omniscient. Where is Krishna? You must know. Tell us. They won't be satisfied by anything less than Krishna. And this getup here, you know, as a king, dressed like a king, no flute, your gopa vesh, your dress as a cowherd boy where you look so beautiful, and the sweet sound of your flute. What is this? They cannot conceal their disappointment, but still Radharani is pleading their case. That's when Krishna reveals to them that he's been crying day and night in separation from them. And he doesn't stop thinking about them for a moment. And he can't wait to return. Just he's saying, these Yadus, you know, blame it on the Yadus. They have so much love and affection for me. They're forcing all of this on me. And, you know, read Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya, etc. Puritranaya sarunam. I killed most of the demons. There's a few left. I'll be back in Vrindavan within 10 days, max. But to assure Radharani, he says the following words. Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatyaya kalpate distya madasin matsneho bhavatinam madapana. He's saying, it's true, everyone in the world wants me. The karmis want me because they're, oh my Lord, impending karmic reactions are coming. Please save me from myself and what I've done. Right? They want me. The jnanis are searching. The yogis want to have a glimpse. Everyone. Yogendram durgam gati marusudan opi. He said, but I, what about me? It's true, it's good. If they get me, that's the jackpot. They've got it. But what about from my point of view? He's saying, I consider myself fortunate that I'm the object of the pure love and affection that was in your hearts. Napareham nirabhadisamyujam. Let virtue be its own reward. I promised in Bhagavad Gita, Yeyatamam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyaham. As you surrender to me, I reciprocate that. He's saying, but I admit defeat before you. What's in your heart is so pure and wonderful, I can't reciprocate it. I've been defeated by you. Even if I give myself wholesale to you, it would not be enough. So I'm yours, I'm always yours, I belong to you eternally, and I consider it my good fortune to be the object of your love and affection. Then Radharani said, all right, we can go now. But the queen said, oh, before you go, we heard so much about the Rasa Leela. Can you put on, and Radharani said, yes. And they make Rasalila, and all the queens of Dwarka are astonished, and everyone there. And Radharani said, that was nothing. You should see the original, which is only available in Vrindavan. So, at this, we're told this festival, in this sense, is a celebration, Prabhupada liked to say this, of returning Krishna. They're pulling Krishna. It's the ropes and the chariot, but really their hearts, they're pulling Jagannath, who's stunned, right, and unmoved. And we're told, and so astonished by the dancing of Mahaprabhu that he's not blinking. And you can look and see, he's not blinking. Although, I remember when with Srila Gurudev and Puri and we're listening on the radio, like now I watch YouTube broadcast, but we're listening on the radio and they're quoting all the slokas and he knows many or most of them. And later the evening at Gundicha, he has some arrangement to go and have Jagannath Darshan. But one devotee asked him if he can go, because we can hear it, and you're like, you know, the sounds and everything. And Gurudev said, yes. And then he said to me, Maharaj, you've been? And I said, no, I've never been. And he said, then you can go. You can stay for 15 minutes and come back. And I was very happy. I would have been happy to stay there with him. And this is, say, after 35 years of never being able once to attend Rath Yatra, I would have been happy to stay with him. But he said I could go. Then, with a happy heart, I could go. And when I went there, by the time I got there, I was at the Shingadwar on the eastern gate. And I was thinking, where is everyone? I entered some kind of more than my normally deluded state, an extremely deluded state. I saw, like, where is everybody? And I saw Hari Charan and Krishna Charan Prabhu, like, coming. And I thought, and they're kind of, like, pointing that way. And then I went, oh. Because I didn't realize it already, the procession had already begun. And then as I moved toward it, I started realizing, oh, there are a lot of people here. There's a million people there. And that's not an exaggeration. There may be more. There's literally a million people there. But I started seeing like hundreds, then thousands, and like 10. It was getting bigger. And then I saw, because it had gone one corner, I saw, one chariot. And I wasn't sure if it was Jagannath or Balaram. And so I went on the side to get a glimpse. And I was shocked and astonished to see that it was Jagannath. And when I looked, and Jagannath was there, and it appeared that he is going like this, like looking at everyone, like going like, and all the people there, and I say, vying for just to be, not only to see Jagannath, to be seen by Jagannath. Because as Guru Maharaj will say, what is our capacity to see the deity or to see the Lord? He said something, we see an awkward figure, right? Or we observe deities in various ways. He's saying, but do not doubt the deity's capacity to see you, to really see you. So really, we're presenting ourselves, darshan is, we're presenting ourselves to be seen by the deity or the Vaishnava. That'll be beneficial for us. Because our capacity to see properly is limited at best. And as we're told, when Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, he's saying, you know, Nanda Nandan Krishna or Shyamasunda or Brajendra Kumar. So, Mahaprabhu or Krishna, after admitting his defeat of the devotion of the Brajagopis, he said, I can't repay you. Then Guru Maharaj, and it's the type of substance that comes from the heart of Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, but as Mahaprabhu, he gets that opportunity. When Krishna saying, I'll descend as Mahaprabhu and tell the world about it. Jarigorna hoita tabiki hoita, kamari dare tam dehe, radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janata ke. Vasugosh, saying, why, the way Guru Maharaj said, he said, if Gauranga had not come, we would have never known of Radhar Mahima, the greatness of Srimati Radharani, and Prema Sima, the limits of Krishna Prem, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. And he said, but additionally, Vasugosha is saying, but so, and if Gauranga had not come, then how could we live? What would be our reason for living? But I see that for some time you were living without a connection to Gauranga, which is impossible. So then his only way of adjusting it is to think, oh, it must have been in anticipation of your connection with Gauranga that you were living for some time. That I can understand. Otherwise, impossible to live without this. Guru Maharaj called it heart-swallowing substance. So beautiful is Krishna Prem. And Mahaprabhu, when he's experiencing these ecstatic symptoms and full of Krishna Prem, he is infusing all those who see him or participate with the same prem. And so everyone there who's enchanted by the vision of the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're becoming filled with similar sentiments. And it's driving them mad. Right. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's a point in the Bala Gandhi garden where it's like intermission or halfway, and Jagannath will stop and have a little picnic. And at that time, Mahaprabhu is exhausted from all the dancing and singing. And at one point when he was falling to the ground, he was caught by Pratap Purudra Maharaj and picked up. And when Mahaprabhu came to external awareness, he said, oh, I've been, you know, embraced by a materialist. What's going to happen to me? And this crushed Pratap Purudra Maharaj, because he so much wanted to get the darshan of Mahaprabhu. Now he came in contact with Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is expressing his, what's the word? Disgust at coming in connection, and shuns him. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saying, no, don't worry. He's showing people an example and those in the renounced order. And actually, before the chariot began, Pratap Purudra Maharaj, and to this day they carry this tradition, he came out with a golden broom and was sweeping the path. And when Mahaprabhu saw that the king has adopted the position of a sweeper, this most menial service, his heart was melted, as was everyone's, to see the king so humble, right? But always in the background, supplying all the necessities of Mahaprabhu and his devotees. So already, he had melted the heart of Mahaprabhu, and their meeting was inevitable. But this, by chance, put him in a state of shock, Mahaprabhu's disgust at being with such a materialist, although he's a great devotee, but by, appearances, or his occupation, right, as a king, and everything that goes with that. So Sarvabhauma said, don't worry, you're going to have the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You'll be that garden he's going to, you'll be waiting there in the humble dress of a Vaishnava. And from the Rasa Lila, you sing the Gopi Gita. give massage Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu, remember, his body's glistening with sweat, and from all the ecstatic eruptions, the dancing, the singing. So when he enters and lies there on the platform, there's some cool breezes coming, and that's giving him some relief. And he doesn't know who is there. And so Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he begins massaging his lotus feet, and Mahaprabhu is getting some relief. And then he starts singing the Gopi Gita. And this is just so perfect from the beginning. Jayati Teedikam Janmanabraja. He's going through one sloka after another. These are the songs the gopis sing in separation from Krishna. And separation is the key point to understanding the heart of Mahaprabhu and the heart of this pastime. Is that in separation, anya bahe visajalahoy bitore anandamoy Krishna premar adbhuta charit. The wonderful, inconceivable characteristic of Krishna Prem in separation is that externally appears one has been poisoned with cobra venom, right? They're hemorrhaging. And internally, their heart is experiencing a nectar shower of inconceivable ecstatic joy. This contradiction. So when the, just as hunger makes eating relishable, right? Hunger is the best spice. So the hunger that's generated from separation magnifies the joys of union thousands, millions of times. But Mahaprabhu came in Gurudev's word. What is his tasting matter? Separation. As Rasaraj Krishna, he knows everything about union. The greatest depth of heart and Krishna Prem, Mahabhav, is produced in separation. And that is what he's come to experience. And it's so addictive, he wants to experience it 24 hours a day. And he does. In the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes, he's plunging the depths of Radhabhav 24 hours a day in the company of Srup Damodar and Ramananda. Right? So here, Prataparu, not just something nice, or the perfect thing to mirror the sentiments he is experiencing, and one verse after another, and then he comes to the verse, Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam komasha apaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grananti te bhuri dajana. And tava katam ritam, the gopis are saying, what do they do to alleviate the suffering that's in their hearts? And we should know, all suffering is due to separation from Krishna. In one case, in forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna, and the other case, in remembrance of their divine. So the Braja Gopis, that their remembrance of Krishna adds to the suffering of separation. But mysteriously, it's the entrance point for those who have forgotten Krishna. Krishna Bhulya Jeev, you know, Seji, Bhoga Banchagar, etc. Vayam Dhatiya Abhinibeshi Tatsad, Ishara Peyatasya Bipariyo Smriti. One solution, not one for one real, but another. No, one solution. Tava Katamitam, talking about you, hearing about you. Tapta Jeevan, this is life giving substance. And and puts an end to all suffering. Sravana Mangalam, hearing about you, is the beginning of all auspiciousness. Srimad Atatam, this is real wealth. The generation of real, lasting wealth is an affinity to hearing Krishna Katha and speaking Krishna Katha. Sravana Mangalam Srimad Atatam. Bhuvi grananti te burida jana. And this is the real humanitarian work, welfare work, the best thing you can give people in the world that will save mankind, save the people, save the world, is this very substance. Nothing else. Harikata durvika. Saraswati Thakur said, there's not a shortage of anything in this world other than talks about Krishna. Right? It's not peripheral, it's central. Bhuvi Gurunanti te burida jana. And those who do this, like their burida means they're really giving people something. Everything else is a hoax, a fraud, is counterfeit. But who's doing this? They're giving people not only really giving them something, the most valuable thing, of which there is nothing more valuable. Nacha tasman manushyeshu kaschin me priyakritama. Krishna says in the Gita, and there's no one more dear to me than someone who's distributing this divine substance. And so when Mahaprabhu hears this, he gets something, he's going, Burida, you're really giving, you're the giver, you're giving something inconceivably valuable. And he's saying, how can I reciprocate what you've given to me by bringing about this divine remembrance? Then he starts embracing Prataparudra Maharaj. Gajapoti Kripotseka Tarala, Rupa Goswami says. So what was in the heart of Prataparudra Maharaj is finally real. Now he's in the embrace of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu doesn't let on that he knows who he is because of the things he said before. But he knows, of course he knows. And then we're told he reveals his Aishwarya Asma and tell him, don't tell anyone about these things, keep it confidential. It's just between you and I. So, and Mahaprabhu and the devotees, they see all this at this picnic point, all these wonderful preparations are given to Jagannath. The list is wonderful in Charitamritam. And it's distributed to, Mahaprabhu wants to distribute to everyone, and then Srupa Damodar has to remind him, no one will take anything until you sit down and also take. And like, all right. And he's taking, and they're relishing all these things. And they return to the chariot and find that the king sees that the chariot's not moving, because we're told Icha, Krishnara Icha, Jagannath, it means the will of Krishna, the will of Jagannath. He decides when it moves. Doesn't matter how many strong men are pulling, and we see, even to this day, goes for some time, stop, go for some time, stop. But this time they can't move it. So he gets like these big, strong wrestler types, and they come in and they're trying to pull the cart, can't move it. Then the king orders elephants. They harness the elephants to the chariot, they can't move it. Then Mahaprabhu and his devotees, they're watching this. So Mahaprabhu says, just release the elephants. They release everything. And then he hands the ropes to all his devotees, so they're holding the ropes. And then Mahaprabhu goes to the back of the cart, and with his head, he starts pushing it, and it starts moving. And they're actually just holding the ropes. They're not even pulling. And everyone is astonished to see this. Right? And they continue on until at last they're reach Gundicha. I remember seeing Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, giving his dandavats in the sands before the chariot of Jagannath, that after they'd reached Gundicha. And Srila Rupa Goswami, to conclude, and his Chaitanya Astakam, well, two things. One is, he's saying, how beautiful is Mahaprabhu? Raso dama kamarbhura madura dama jula tanur. Kama Cupid, same, but full-blown Cupid. And if you had 10 million full-blown Cupids into one, that is the, as kamarbuddha madhura, the sweetness, madhura damodrala tanur, and the shining radiance of the form of Mahaprabhu, jatinam utangshas taraniko vidyoti vasana. So from the heart of Radharani, the radiance of her heart is even making his cloth glow. It's dazzling. And he's glazed. Right? Hiranyanam Lakshmi Varan Guru said, like gold. If you take the best gold there is and it's fully resplendent and shining, he's saying, it pales in comparison to the golden form, Gauranga, Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar. And Srila Guru Maharaj says, and his Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, Svarna Koti Darpa Nava Deho Varna Gauravam, Padma Parijata Ganda Banditanga Sauravam, like 10 million brilliant mirrors made out of gold, shining. And then he says, Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram, Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. That 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Goswami, in conclusion, Kaviraj Goswami quotes as again his Chaitanyastakam. He says, Rata Rudrasyarada Dipada Vi Nila Chalapate Adobra Premormi Spurita Natano Lasa Vivasa Saharsam Gayad Bi Parivrita Tunur Vaishnava Janai Sat Chaitanya Kame Punara Pidashor Yashati Padam. This means that at this Ratiyatra festival and the Rata Arudrasad Adipadavi means the main road. Nila Chalapate means the Nila Chalap Lord means Jagannath. So on the main road, that same main road, that's where Mahaprabhu was before this chariot. Adabra Premormi Spurita Natano Lasavya, and dancing and singing in such an enchanting way, showing so many ecstatic symptoms. And Saharsam Gayad Bi, and so happy and pleased with the Vaishnava Janai, surrounded by his devotees. And Rupa Goswami is saying, I saw this with my own eyes. Will I have the good fortune to ever see this again? So, we had the good fortune to see on the Dur Darshan some of the Jagannath festival today. And Srila Prabhupada introduced this pastime all over the world. There are Ratiyatras and all major cities around the world by his mercy. And one of the first things I ever heard him say was him seated on Subhadra's chariot in Golden Gate Park saying, Jagannath Shami Nayana Patagami Bhava Tume. Jai Sri Jagannath Ratiyatra Ki Jai Hare Krishna.